Good morning, everyone. Today is the 2nd of February. It's Thursday morning. I hope you're having a good week so far. Well, Paul proclaimed the gospel throughout his lifetime. And he went from place to place doing the work of an evangelist. He was merely doing what God had told him to do. We're going to look today at the 17th chapter of Acts, and I'm going to have Mark read it after I go through this. This is 34 verses. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, which was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul was his manner was, went unto them 3 Sabbath days, reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I'm preaching unto you is Christ. And some of them believed, and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. But the Jews, which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city in an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they had found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren of the rulers of the city, crying, "These have turned the world upside down, are come hither also, whom Jason hath received, and these all do contrary the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus." And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things, and when they had taken security of Jason and of the others, they let them go. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night into Berea, who, coming thither, went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed also of the honorable women, which were Greeks, and men not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached to Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. And then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go, as it were, to the sea, but Silas and Timotheus abode there still. And they that conducted Paul brought him unto Athens, and received being a commandment unto Silas and Timotheus, were to come to him with all speed, they departed. Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city whole given to idolatry. Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him, and some said, "What will this babbler say?" Others, "Some, he seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection." And they took and brought him into Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest of is, for thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. We would know therefore what these things mean." For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar which this inscription, 'To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you.' God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed in the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, 'For we are also his offspring.' For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is likened to gold or silver, stone graven by art engraved, and man's device. At that time, and the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, worth he have given assurance unto all men that he hath raised him from the dead. And when they had heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed among the which was Dionysus and Areopagite, and the woman named Damaris, and others with them. Well, this is, again, Paul proclaiming the gospel to these people that hadn't heard it before. And some of them believed and some didn't believe. And those that did believe were very interested in hearing more of what he had to say. And those that didn't believe tried to stir everybody up and get them against Paul. So I'll turn this over to Mark and have him read this chapter, the 17th chapter of Acts.
Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, there was a synagogue of the Jews. Paul, as his manner was, went unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them on the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that Jesus whom I preached unto you is Christ. Some of them believed and sore with Paul and Silas. The devout Greeks, great multitude, and chief women, not a few, but the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them, and certainly fell with the back of sword, gathered a company, and set all the sitting up for, and assault the house of Jason the son, to bring them out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that turn the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason hath received, and these all do contrary to the degrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, one Jesus. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things, when they had taken security of Jason. Then they let them go, and the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas, but I and the Berea. They went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those of Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scripture daily whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed also on women which were Greeks, but not a few. When the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge the word of God with the priests of Paul and Berea, they came there also and stirred up the people. Then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go as it were to the sea, but Silas and Timothy abode there still. They that conducted Paul brought him unto Athens, and received the commandment of Silas and Timotheus for the company with him with all speed. They departed. Now while Paul waited for them in Athens, the spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons in the market daily with them that met with him. Certain philosophers, the Epicureans and the Stoics, encountered him, and some said, what will this babbler say? Others, some were to be set forth a strange God because he preached in Jesus and the resurrection. They took him and brought him to Areopagus, saying, may we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is. For thou bringest certain things, strange things to our ears, we would know what, therefore, what these things mean. For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else, eager to tell or to hear some new thing. Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, ye men of Athens, perceived all things, you are too superstitious. I passed by and beheld your devotions. I found altar of inscription to the unknown God, whom therefore ye eagerly worship him, declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things are in, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needeth anything, seeing he giveth all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for dwell in all the face of earth, and hath determined the time for appointed and the bounds of habitation, that they should seek the Lord of happiness they might be left. Find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain offspring poets have said, we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think the God is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. Time this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Because he hath appointed the day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance to all men that he hath raised him from the dead. When they heard the resurrection of the dead, some mocked and some mocked, and others said, we will hear it again in this manner. So Paul departed from among them, howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed, among the which was Dionysus there, but it was a woman named Demarius, and others with them.
Thank you. Well, nothing's changed. It's what occurs today. Some people, when presented with the gospel, hear the gospel, and some reject it. That's ample proof that God has his people that have been chosen in him from the foundation of the world. God bless.